Continuing in our Shiurim in Iyun Tfila, Birchas HaTeira, we're discussing the Inyan of the Teira HaKadosha, of what it should and must mean to us. It says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Pentishkech Esadvom Ashero Einecho, Yoi Masher Malato Lufnei Hashem Alekecha B'chayrev. Do not forget the things that your eyes saw, and do not remove them from your heart all of the days of your life, kol yemei chayecha, and make them known to your children and your children's children the day that you stood before Hashem, your God, at chayrev. Yoyim asher amalta lefnei Hashem alikecha b'chayrev. Chayrev, we know, is Har Sinai. Rashi says that Torah is telling us that we must remember the day that we stood at Har Chayrev, the day that we saw the thunder and lightning. What is the significance in remembering the day that we stood at Har Chayr and saw the thunder and lightning? We saw the thunder and lightning and we got the Torah. We saw the thunder and lightning. The Ramban says, Pentishkach es advom asheru inecho, the Torah commands us not to forget Maimed Har Sinai, the assembly at Har Sinai, and the things that our eyes beheld there, such as thunder and the lightning, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's glory and His greatness. We must remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words that we heard from the midst of the fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that assembly so that Klal Yisrael should learn to fear Him all of their days and teach it to our children generation after generation, all through the generations. This was supposed to be passed along. The purpose of this commandment is very great. Had the words of the Torah come from Moshe's mouth alone, as opposed to coming from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this may have resulted in a misunderstanding for future generations. Klal Yisrael may have incorrectly surmised that if the Torah came from the mouth of Moshe alone, Moshe is a human being. I mean, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, albeit one whose Nevuah was authenticated, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. We know who Moshe Rabbeinu was, but nonetheless, a human being. Then if later on another Navi would come along and command Klal Yisrael to do something contrary to the Torah, that it is permissible. Listen, another Navi came. He's a messenger from Hashem. Moshe was a messenger from Hashem. But now another Navi is coming and he's telling us that this is what we should do. Perhaps he would have gone Chas V'Shalom against the Torah. Now that we heard the Torah has seen it directly from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no intermediary, we can contradict anyone who argues or casts doubt on the Torah HaKadosh. It says in the Rambam, Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perichas, Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Haminu BaYisrael, Bibnei HaOysa She'osa. Klal Yisrael did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu because of the great miracles he performed. That's not why they believed him. With what did Klal Yisrael believe in Moshe? Maimer HaSinai. Klal Yisrael saw with their own eyes and heard with their own ears the fire, thunder, and lightning. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Moshe, Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael such and such. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael back to their tents and Moshe remained with him. For him to teach Moshe the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to teach Moshe the Torah, to give over to Klal Yisrael. It says in the Megillas Esther, the Pirush Megillas Esther, Pentishkach HaSadvarim. Why is this mitzvah not counted in the Tayag mitzvahs according to the Rambam? He says in Megillas Esther, it's a Pirush on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he wants to know, why is this mitzvah not counted? The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of remembering Maimon HaSinai encompasses the entire Torah. It is fundamental to all of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's not a Tayag mitzvah. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but rather it is fundamental to each and every one of them. Zogt der Pachad Yitzchok in the Sefer on Shavuos. B'yachad im guf ha-teyre shenitnu lono har-sinai a-yidei ha-shmois, ha-shmois da-dibris, nisna gam-kein kvoidish o-teyre a-yidei ha-koilis va-la-pidim va-har-oshan. Together with the actual giving of the Torah on Har Sinai through hearing the Aseres HaDibris, Kavod HaTorah was given to Klal Yisrael through the thunder, lightning, and fire. It was about Kavod HaTorah. Just as things which are heard were seen and have seen, I think that are generally heard were seen, and things which are seen, generally seen, were heard, so too for future generations will have an inextricable bond between the actual Torah HaKadosha and covered HaTorah like flames in coals. Maimon Har Sinai is about the Ischachos of a Kabbalah's Matan Torah, the Chashivas HaTorah and covered HaTorah. Two parts happening here. Klal Yisrael saw the thunder. How do you see thunder? That's what happened. They saw thunder. They heard lightning. Lightning is something that we see. Everything was above Teva, above the natural. And this is what happened over here at Matan Torah, was not just of Matan Torah, but Kovet HaTorah. It says in the Or Gedalya in Shavuos, Shishim Ribay Hu Kol HaPratim Shel Klal Yisrael. There are 600,000 in Klal Yisrael connected, the 600,000 letters of the Torah. These numbers are not necessarily actual numbers. Everyone goes, there aren't 600,000 in the Torah. Mepharshim explain what the means there are 600,000 Oseis in the Torah. If there's even one letter in the Torah missing, let's say if the Torah is possible, so too the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael is actualized only when each and every Yid and Klal Yisrael is together as one. It says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Klal Yisrael camped there. Rashi says that it is written in Loshen Yochid, Vayichan, and he camped, one. Why? Because Klal Yisrael were like one person with one heart. It was Klal Yisrael together as one cohesive unit that made them worthy of receiving the Torah HaKadosha. The Belzer Rebbe says, in the Marod, Zmiris Shabbos of Yom Shabbosan, Uvohu chulam bivris yachad, Nase v'nishma amru ke'echod, Ufoschu v'yonu Hashem echod, Baruch hanoisen layoiv koyach. All of them, who's them? Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael joined in a bris together. They said, we will do and we will listen as one. They opened their mouths and called out, Hashem is one. Blessed be he who gives to the exhausted strength. Layoiv koyach. To those who are exhausted, he gives them strength. It says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseres HaDibros in one dibur, and says in Eichi, it was one dibur that which cannot be done by a human being. How did Klal Yisrael understand it? If it's something that cannot be something a human being can't do, how did they understand it that it was done in one dibur? Klal Yisrael as a unit responded that Hashem is one. Va'anu, they all faschu v'anu ke'echad, amu ke'echad, they said it's one. They were saying that they did not understand it. Rather, they understand it was a great koyach of Hashem. They realized when the Nechiya was said, it was a great koyach of Hashem. They were ready to follow his ratzon, whether they understood it or not. That was the gadlus. The Maram Shik says in the Droshes, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Klal Yisrael the Torah with much commotion, thunder and lightning? We are to learn a very important lesson in life from this. There are times that one will feel that there is much turmoil going on in his life, or in the world at large. We were given the Torah with much commotion. That's how we were given the Torah, commotion, to teach us that no matter what the situation is, we must adhere to the Torah HaKadosha. Someone could say, oh, my life is crazy. So much is happening. Good, bad, positive, negative. Something that's indifferent, but just crazy, busy, 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 commotion. The Torah was given in such a state. So we should know, Torah is always something that has to be our focus. It says in the Ben Yoyada, on Shabbos, of Kuf Mem Vov, Yisrael Shamdo Har Sinai Paska Zuhamosan, Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai to accept the Torah, the Zuhamah was removed. Zuhamah is impurity. At Maimon Har Sinai, something wondrous occurred. When the fire came down upon the mountain, all of the air left from the place where Klal Yisrael were standing. Klal Yisrael was standing in a place devoid of air. A place where a human being could not survive even for a moment. They were sustained with life through a miracle. It is the ear that does not allow one to see voices. Zogt der Ben Yehuda, the Ben Ish Chai, the Heilige Ben Ish Chai. That ear is what causes us not to be able to see voices. Being that there was no ear, Klal Yisrael were able to see the voice of Hashem. Even before receiving the Torah, the Zuama of this world dissipated, and Klal Yisrael were able to see the mighty, awesome voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ben Yehuda is explaining what it means, Pascha Zuamasan, the impurities of the world. He's talking about the ear space, the Zuama, the ear. The ear was taken away. Klal Yisrael were sustained through a nace, through a miracle, a pure miracle that they were able to survive without any ear, and the cause of them being alive and being able to see it, where they were able to see the voice of Hashem because there was no Zuama. It says in the Gra, Chavakuk, on the Torah that we lean on Shavuos. Hashem shamati shemacha yiresi Hashem polecha bekerev shnayim chayeyu bekerev shnayim taigiyah berag yizrachim tizkar. Hashem, I have heard your news. What news? The impending galus. I was afraid, Hashem, during those years, keep your accomplishments alive in the midst of the years. Make it known amid rage. Remember to be merciful. Polecha, what does Polecha mean? Polecha refers to the luchas, a creation of Hashem. When the luchas were broken, the letters flew off the luchas. This represented the death of the luchas. Had the luchas not been broken, it would have lasted for eternity, as Klal Yisrael would have had nitzchias. Before Tchias HaMesim, Zok Tehele Gagoyin, the letters of the luchas will go back onto the luchas. There, this will cause it to be Tchias HaMesim. Rabbeinu Bachya says, one who forgets Maimon HaSinai from his heart will come to be a kofer in the Iker HaTorah. This will cause him to lose his guf and his neshama. It says in the Torah, Or Chaim, we say, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim. We're going to bring us a Torah, which we're going to discuss at length. We say, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim. When saying the Baruch Asher Baruch Abonu, one must have in mind that we were chosen over all other nations to receive the Torah, and that we were brought to our Sinai. We heard the words of the Torah amidst a great fire, and we were given the Torah, which is our life support. That's what we have to be thinking. Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim. Zok the Magen Avraham. The Arizal said that there's a mitzvah to remember Maimon HaSinai each and every day when one says, Ahava Rabba, Uvonu Vachart Mikolam Veloshin. All of Klal Yisrael, including the Neshamas of all future generations, were at Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael, as one unit, saw the awesome power of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They saw the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was no ear, and Klal Yisrael were living through a miracle. That's the only way they were able to survive. We must realize that the Torah HaKadosh is the true chias in this world. This was done so we should recognize, how did Klal Yisrael survive? The Torah, that's true chias, that's true life, that's true ear, that's real life, not just ear. Ear is Zuama. We need ear to live, but it's a gather of Zuama. Without the Torah, there's no life. We must feel this chachas of the Torah. Each time we learn the Torah, we are giving ourselves ear to sustain ourselves. No matter what the situation in our lives, the place we must turn to is the Torah HaKadosha. We're making the Birchas HaTorah. We have to think about these things before we make the Birchas HaTorah. What are we making a bracha on? The Torah, HaKadosha. It's our life support. It's our lifeline. It's not just a nice thing. It's not a mitzvah. It's much greater than that. It said in the Simchas HaRegel, Sefer written by the Chido, on Megillas Rus, Vateya ki misametzes hi lelechas, Vatechtal udabrela, Ita. She, Vateya, she saw that she was struggling. Who's she and she? Nami saw that Rus was struggling to walk with her, with Nami. She sees speaking to her. Vatechtal udabrela, she stopped speaking to her. Nomi tried to convince Rus to return to her homeland and her people. She said, "Go back! Go back to where you came from, Rus!" Once Nomi saw that Rus was weak and could not keep up with her, she stopped trying to dissuade her from joining Klal Yisrael. Why? You need to understand. Why? Rus gave an impassioned speech to Nomi on how she will follow her to the ends of the earth and will do as she does. The pasuk does not say that Nomi accepted her because of her poetic speech. Rather, Nomi accepted her because Rus struggled to work with her. That's the reason why. She struggled to walk with her. That is the reason why Nomi said, "Okay, you can come with me." Vateyaki misametzes. What does that mean? The Gemara in Bava Metzia, not Peidal, says, the initial meeting between Avyechan and Resh Lakish. At the time, Resh Lakish was a bandit. He was the head bandit. Avyechan saw Resh Lakish jump into a river with much energy. Avyechan told him that his energy should be used for the studying of the Torah. Avyechan offered Resh Lakish that if he would do tshuva and begin learning the Torah, he would give him his beautiful sister to marry. Resh Lakish accepted. He said, "Okay, I'm asking to the deal." Resh Lakish then wanted to jump out of the water like he jumped in, but was unable to do so because he was too weak. Rashi explained that Torah weakens the physical strength of a person. Although Resh Lakish had not even begun to learn the Torah, his acceptance of the yoke of Torah made him weak. Rus gave a beautiful speech on how she would be dedicated to the way of life of a Yid. But how was Nomi to know if she was sincere and determined? Maybe she didn't really accept it. She had maybe other motives. When Nomi saw that Rus was struggling to walk with her after her speech, she knew that Rus was genuine. She had accepted the yoke of Torah and was too weak to keep up with her. Afaldig. It says in the Lekat Sichas Musar, Lo Neflesihi Mimcha, Pasuk in Devarim, the Torah is not hidden from you, and it is not far, and it is not in the heavens, it is not in Shemayim. Zokti Gemara in Erevin, we learn from this pasuk that if the Torah was in Shemayim, we would be required to go up to the Shemayim in pursuit of it. If the Torah was across the ocean, we would need to cross the ocean in pursuit of it. Rava says that it is not in the heavens, means that one who thinks that his mind towers over the heavens will not find the Torah. That's what it means. It means that when it says Leva Shemayim, someone who thinks that he's above the Shemayim, he's not going to be able to have a tefis in the Torah. Perhaps we can explain it in a different manner, Dr. Lekat Sichas Musar. One who becomes holy, the Torah is far away from him, as a distance from the heavens to the earth. One who causes this distance between himself and the Torah has to work on himself to bring the Torah closer to himself. Zakta Chassan Sefer, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, "Ki im b'tayras Hashem chafzayu v'sayrasa yagya yaymon v'layla." Rather, his desires in the Torah of Hashem, and in his Torah he toils day and night. The first and last part of the pasuk seem to contradict each other. The first part says the Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's. It says, "Ki im b'tayras Hashem chafzay." The second part of the pasuk seems to be saying that it isn't the person's Torah. It says, "V'gisa boy u'v'seiru asoy yehege v'seiru asoy," and in his, the individual. So is it the Torah Hashem, or is it seiru asoy, his Torah? The pasuk is teaching us how to make the Torah ours. If one desires the Torah and will work hard for it, then it will be said on him that he toils in his Torah day and night, his own Torah. If one gives a gift to a person and the person does not want the gift, even if the giver gave it with a full heart and relinquishes all rights to the gift, the receiver will still say the gift is not his but rather belongs to the person who gave it to him. He didn't accept it really. In Birchas HaTorah we say the bracha, "Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol Amim V'Nosan Lonu Es Torah Soy Baruch Ato Hashem Noiseinat Torah." First we say that Hashem chose us and gave us His Torah. At the end of the bracha, we thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. Now he's saying Ha Torah, the Torah, not his Torah anymore, not the Rabbi Nishalem's Torah. The Rabbi Nishalem held the mountain over Klal Yisrael and forced them to accept the Torah. The Rabbi Nishalem was demonstrating a tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. It was a unique gift called the Torah HaKadosh, and the Rabbi Nishalem wanted Klal Yisrael to have it. In the first part of the bracha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for demonstrating His love for us by giving us His Torah. At the end of the bracha, we acknowledge that we understand the value of and want the Torah HaKadosh, therefore it becomes ours. Pri Tzadik says, quoting the Arizal, B'Shabbos, Machzir Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Haksarim LeYisrael SheZochu B'Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael is Eichet Haksarim B'Matan Torah. They did the Chet HaEgel and it was taken away. Each Shabbos, we have the opportunity to be zeicha to bring forth nitzoitzes shel kedusha, sparks of kedusha, by observing the Shabbos properly. As Arizal says on Shabbos Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the two crowns that we received at Matan Torah when we said Nasa v'Nishma. We received one crown for Nasa and one for Nishma. On Shabbos we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkoi. Moshe rejoiced in the gift of his portion. Moshe rejoiced that he was zeichet to give Klal Yisrael the gift of the Luchas Rishonis, which we receive every Shabbos, even after we lost them. Shabbos is a tremendous day that we can have potential aliyah. It's a day when we can receive back the two crowns that we receive for Nasa v'Nishma. It is a day to strengthen ourselves in the Torah. The Torah that we receive, we have to sit down, we have to be Isaac and toil in the Torah HaKadosha. The Gemara in Beya says, Matana toive yeshi v'izginozai. V'Shabbos Shema. V'ani mevakesh litna liYisrael l'cha v'hidiya oisam, leich v'hidiya oisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he has a wonderful gift in his treasure house. V'Shabbos Shema, and Shabbos is its name. And he wants to give it to Klal Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that he wants to give them the gift of Shabbos? Why not just give it to them? What is this whole, I would just tell them I want to give them a gift, I want to give them Shabbos. Just give it to them. Well, what's going on over here? Perhaps the Rabbi Yisrael wanted Klal Yisrael to receive the maximum benefit from the gift. If Klal Yisrael would not have appreciated the gift would not really become theirs like we explained before. Along with the information that we would be receiving this special gift, we were also told that the Rabbi Shalom wanted to give it to us. He didn't give it to us because he had to give it to us because he had other Torah. He wanted it. It was true Ahava. It was being given with the desire for us to have it as ours. V'ani mevakesh litna liYisrael leich v'hidiya isam. Go let them know it's going to be theirs. It's going to be all theirs. They need to work on it. It's for them. That's the point. Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael at Morah before they received the Torah. They received Shabbos earlier to prepare them to know how to accept a precious gift in the proper way. When the Torah tells us to count down to the Yom Tov of Shavuot, it tells us, remember Shabbos. We must remember that we have a complete desire to accept the gift before the gift. It was a pre-giving. More than that, we need to make the gift our own. The Torah has to become a part of us to the point that it affects our physical bodies. The Pasuk says, Loi b'ashamayim hi. What is it telling us? We must know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah for us to keep as an eternal gift. It's not meant to stay in Shamayim. It's meant to come down to us, for us to keep it. However, if we don't make the Torah part of ourselves, we are in essence leaving the Torah by its giver in Shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the capability to have the Torah with us and not in Shamayim. Before we make a birchas ha-teira, asher baruch ha-bonu mikol ha-amin, b'nosan lonu es teira asoi. Rebbein Shalom gave us his teira, baruch ha-ta Hashem noisein ha-teira. The teira. Whose teira does it become? It becomes ours. We need to, before we make birchas ha-teira, think, what are we trying to accomplish? We get up in the morning, and what is our tafkid? Our tafkid is to have a connection to the teira, a connection to the Rebbein Shalom. How do we have a connection to the Rebbein Shalom? Through the teira HaKadosh. The teira is the ikar. We have to have kavana. We're making a birchas ha-teira. We're making the teira ours. It was a tremendous gift the Rebbein Shalom gave us. It's ours to keep. We just have to show the Rebbein Shalom that we want it, and we want to have that shaychus. Have a good night.